Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, Ralph Marlborough here. We need your support to keep Saints Happy Hour going this offseason. Please support the show by becoming a patron so we can continue to cover the Saints in the ridiculous fashion you've come to expect. If you support the show, you get access to the podcast ad-free. No ads ever. Plus, you get our world-famous booze bundle, 4 swag items, amazing, and you get access to our private Discord channel where you can talk Saints 24/7. So please support Saints Happy Hour so we can keep this amazing community growing. Support the show at saintshappyhour.com today. I just want you people to know, we break news, not me, Andrew. Breaks the goddamn news all the time. Andrew, you broke Saints news again in the Discord channel for the patrons. This is a patron-only podcast, but this is why if you're a patron, only half of you are in the Discord. You need to get in the Discord because Andrew's breaking news in there while I'm making jokes. Andrew, break the news for the people. The Saints broke more COVID protocols, and this one is a biggie and is probably going to get them kicked in the nuts.
Well, yeah, it's funny. I should probably take a step back, and you know, I'm getting an echo. By the way, Ralph,
I don't
it's
hear
really
echo.
Annoying. Okay, yeah, it's really wigging me out, this echo, but I guess I'll try to ignore it. But so yeah, no, the Saints actually, it's gone now.
Well, there you go.
Did you do something?
I did nothing.
Okay, awesome. Well, you just looked pretty and it went away. So thanks for that, Ralph. So, you know, I'll go back, like I'll tell a little story here from a time I was at the Greenbrier, and it was really strange, man. It was a time when this is after Bounty Gate and all that stuff. And the Saints were at the Greenbrier, and I see Mickey Loomis, and I'm walking down the hallway of the Greenbrier with Mickey Loomis, and I'm actually chit-chatting with him. Super nice guy, super inviting and eager to talk to me. And then I see someone like come up to him and whisper in his ear, like, Ornstein's on his way. And so he quickly like darts. He's like, hey, nice to meet you. And he darts and he leaves the room because he doesn't want to be seen with him. It's kind of the vibe I get, that he doesn't want a picture with him, doesn't want to be seen with him. And so I was like, okay, I'm pretty sure I just heard Ornstein. That's kind of weird. And then Sean Payton comes down. And so I'm like, Coach Payton, and I'm there with my son. So I go get, you know, my ball signed. And I'm like, Coach, thanks. You know, what a treat to see you guys at the Greenbrier, all this. And he's like, you know, hey, nice to meet you, Andrew. You know, thanks for coming, all the stuff. And he talks to my kid for a minute. And he was super nice. And it was a great experience. And they go to the steak restaurant. Like, I see him enter the down the same way that Loomis was going towards the steak restaurant. And, you know, everyone kind of clears out. And about 30 seconds later, I see Ornstein come through the entrance and walk towards him. And it was one of those things that you had a really weird, kind of creepy stealth vibe. Like, they were hanging out with Ornstein. They didn't want to be seen with him. They didn't want pictures with him. So, you know, this was back like, you know, what was the first year they were at the Greenbrier? That was 2016, maybe? 2015? You're muted, Ralph. You're muted.
Were they 14, 15, 16? Was it 15, yeah. 16 in the Greenbrier?
Yeah, one of those. Anyway, so, you know, that was after Bounty Gate and all that. And I was like, yeah, Ornstein, shady character. Clearly, the Saints know he's shady. Don't want to be shady. Seen with him in public. And so, you know, fast forward to today, and, you know, obviously Ivan Kamara got in trouble for not wearing his contact tracer, and I was told that the Saints broke protocol, and so I started joking around with some of my sources, like, has Ornstein been around? And one of my sources was like, actually, yeah, Ornstein is why the Saints are in trouble. So I texted a few other people, just wanted to corroborate it. And all my sources were pretty much like, yeah, the Saints are in trouble because Ornstein was around the building and he's a non-Saints employee and they broke protocol. So I officially broke that news. I guess no one else wanted to because it was too hot. You know, they don't want to piss off the Saints by putting that out there. But I'm not a journalist. I'm not I don't have any affiliation with the Saints, so I don't really care. So there you go.
Yeah. I'm gonna play this too, because
that is f***ing stupid. Wake up. That is idiot. You're f***ing idiotic.
I mean,
yeah. I mean, it's just a really bad look.
It's a lot to unpack here. First of all, breaking the protocol for Ornstein, like, what, like, they must love him. Like, what does, I mean, like, he must be, like, bestest pals with, like, all of them. Jesus, cut that dude loose, for Christ's sake.
They decide if it's that or if they just don't care.
Yeah. Like, if they just, they give no fucks. But, but the thing with Kamara is even more interesting to me in a fact of, if he's not wearing the tracking bracelet, like, I'm surprised that the NFL didn't force this issue during the year and was like, hey, Saints, we're going to fine you $1 million. Kamara suspended. Like, I'm surprised that this wasn't a huge thing during the season, that Kamara just wasn't wearing the tracking waist. I'm surprised the NFL didn't blow the Saints out of the water with a 7-figure fine or a suspension or whatever they could do. Like, that just surprised me.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see what the penalties end up being. But at first I was like, you know, you look at all these other teams that are dancing in the locker room. You look at all these other teams that had COVID run rampant through their building. You looked at teams that practiced when they were told they couldn't at offsite places. So at first I was like, yeah, this is an axe to grind with the Saints. They're kind of singling them out. This is unfair.
Yeah, you banging on me and in the text message, you're like, Ralph, calm down. It's not gonna be that big a deal.
But then when I knew it was Ornstein, I'm like, man, there's history like, there. The NFL hates Ornstein. They've told Saints for years, keep that guy away. We hate him. And the Saints don't listen to the NFL. So I'm a little bit more nervous than I still don't think it's going to be a first-round pick.
Those two juicy, delicious comp picks that we were so excited for the Saints to finally get, say goodbye to them. Give them the last rites.
They are done
and gone and... they're as dead as fucking Anzalone. Just goodbye. Just, I won't chef kiss them, but kiss them goodbye. It's just... So, the Saints had that, and also, Andrew, final piece of news on that we have to talk about is the Saints.
I have to say real quick before we move on, I thought it was a joke. Like, it was so believable that at first I was like, this can't be real, right? Like, this is actually, it's so believable, it's not true, right? And everyone was like, that's...
Nope.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
It's actually what happened.
It's true. And you know what, Andrew? I just decided this is a breaking news podcast. I'm going to throw this out to the patrons on a late Saturday night. They're going to get it. It'll be your Monday podcast. But so we have that to talk about. And before we get out of here, the Saints actually made non-horrible news where they might lose draft picks. They redid Breeze's contract. He's going to count like $8 against the cap this year. It's going to allow them to break up his dead money over multiple years. We know he's going to retire. I think that's fait accompli. But the funny thing on Twitter was the NFL fans freaking out that the Saints just created $24 million of cap space just like with the snap of a finger. And it's funny to me that other NFL fans still do not under fucking stand that the Saints do things with the salary cap that blow your mind and you don't understand it. And everybody else is working with a flip phone and the Saints have like an Apple phone 20. Like,
yeah, I almost feel like this is a topic for a non-Saints podcast, you know? Like, I feel like we say this and we're just preaching to the choir.
Yeah.
And you guys all know what the Saints cap situation's all about, and we know Mickey Loomis is going to navigate it and they'll figure it out. And this is just, you know, the first step in getting to a place where they'll be under the cap, they'll figure it out, and they'll field a competitive team next year, because they always do, and that's they figure it out. So this is not really news to us, and it's not that surprising. That this is step number one, and you know, this is a different podcast for a different day, but this clearly signals the end. And I have to say, as this kind of all went down and this news broke that Breeze reduced his salary and he's going to save the Saints $24 million in cap, that obviously points to him retiring. And like I said, different podcast for a different day. We'll have a show maybe a whole week or more dedicated to Drew. But I have to say, and I know a lot of people are ready to be done with him, and in a lot of ways, I agree. Like, I actually don't know that I want to just flat out say I don't want him to be the Saints quarterback. But a lot of the stuff that you said, Ralph, about, you know, you don't want to see a slow decline.
It just gets sadder. It just gets sadder from here. And if he comes back, I'm going to tell you, we're going to look back on the Tampa playoff loss and we're going to be like, that would have been a happy ending, Drew. You should have danced with your wife on the field after Tom Brady threw your kids a touchdown. Why couldn't you leave then? And now we're having this stupid argument of, should they bench you because you don't give us the best chance to win? And I understand. He could play as long as
it's awkward. It's awkward, dude, because it's like part of it's like that feels disrespectful to what an amazing legacy he has, too.
Yeah.
You know? But now I hear you. I hear you. So yeah. I agree. Like, I don't want him to be back, and yet – then I used to, the memories of all the beautiful moments just come flooding back into your mind, and there's so many of them. And you know, remember, this is a franchise that never did anything.
No,
for 50 years.
Football is in full effect with many teams strutting their stuff. You might not be at the game this year, but you can still be in on the action at Bet Online. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you get in on everything imaginable this season. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any other place online. Head to BetOnline today and use promo code ARMCHAIR to take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. And I, you know, like you said, it's a podcast for a different day, and we can talk about it. But I'm writing Channel 4 tasked me with, like, write your Drew Brees retirement column, because we pretty much know. Please write it and have it ready to go. And we can talk
it's
about it more.
Sad, man. It's
and
sad.
The more the podcast, the memory, Andrew, that I keep coming back to is a weird one for me. It's not the Super Bowl. It's not the no call, the sad one. It's not, you know, 49ers 2011. The memory that keeps coming back to me about Drew Brees, and it's weird, is the touchdown pass to Reggie Bush in the NFC Championship game against the Bears. And I know that sounds weird, but to me, in that moment, for the first time in my entire life, I thought to myself, the Saints can go to the Super Bowl. It's the third quarter. They're down to they can go to the Super Bowl. It can happen. And up until my entire life, I never believed it was possible. Even when they were playing in the NFC Championship game, it's the Saints, it's the Bags, they never win anything. That moment, I believe they could win the Super Bowl. And I believe that up until they lost to Tampa this past year. Like, I've believed it for 15 years that they can go to the Super Bowl. And that, to me, is the amazing thing about Brees. Like, he gave us that. And that's just an amazing thing to have as a sports fan, to believe in your heart that your team can go to the Super Bowl every single year if it falls right. And I think it's a weird memory, I know. But that's the thing.
No, I like it. And I'll think about some more before the big show. But for me, the first thing that comes to my mind is the dunk on the goalpost against the Dolphins in 2009. Yeah. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's just like a moment where you don't expect him to be able to do that, and the message that it sent to the team and all that. So there's tons. There's so many to pick from. There's so many great Drew Brees moments. But anyway, yeah, no. So kind of sad to hear that news, and yet you know, kind of getting back full circle to the point you're making. This isn't news for Saints fans. You know, Mickey Loomis figuring out the cap, figuring out a way to field a competitive team next year. That was the expectation all along. We knew he was going to do this. This is just step one in that process. And I will say, I really get a kick out of so many tweets out there saying this is outrageous. How can the NFL allow the Saints to, you know, cheat and manipulate the cap once again? Someone needs to put a stop to this. That's really, it just makes my day. So I thank you, Mickey Loomis, for making that a part of my life.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Yeah, I mean,
the outrage and the butt hurt from opposing fans is really what makes it special.
This year more than any other year, and I'll end on this because we got to go because it's Saturday night. But this year more than any other, Andrew, I so want the Saints. And it may be hard to do because of cap. You know, they have cash flow issues. All teams do, and that sort of thing. But this year, more than ever, I would love it. It would delight me to no end if the Saints can re-sign Winston, re-sign Hendrickson, re-sign Marcus Williams, and go out and add a dude like Allen Robinson's just for shits and giggles. And everybody's like, how in the fuck are the Saints doing this? And we're just like, because we do the salary cap better than all of you. And that's why. And I would, like, this year more than ever, it would infuriate people on a level they would lose their shit for days. Like, I'm already
convinced that they're gonna sign Jameis Winston to a cryptocurrency contract that doesn't go against the cap at all. You know? So anyway, no, I hear you though. Mickey Loomis is one step ahead of the game. The outrage makes it more fun for me, and I do think they're going to lose some of those guys. I don't know that your scenario is realistic. They probably will lose Hendrickson or whatever.
It's not in any way. It's not in any way possible.
I remember when they signed Jarris Bird, and so many people, like, they signed the number one free agent, and yeah, obviously Jarris Bird ended up being a disaster, so it wasn't that exciting. But I remember at the time, so many fans on Twitter just like, are you kidding me? How is this possible? Like, he's the number one free agent in football, and they don't have any cap space. How the hell did this happen? And so your scenario, it's probably not totally accurate, but it there will be moments like that, I bet, this offseason.
I mean, here's the thing. When the Saints signed Nick Fairley, when they had $8 in cap space, when they signed him and they stole and they signed him and he had a voidable year inside a voidable year with de-escalators, that was the moment I was just like, I'm never fucking worrying about the cap again. The Saints operate in a way I don't understand, but it's cool. I'm never worrying about it again. Like, they had, like, $8, and Nick Fairley was going to sign with New England, and the Saints were like, no. Come here. You want to come here. We'll do a voidable year inside a voidable year with a de-escalator inside of an Easter egg, and you'll get $6 million. It'll be cool.
Yeah, I wrote a sonnet to Mickey Loomis at that time, and I was just like, I'm sorry I ever doubted you. Earlier that offseason, I, like, criticized him. I was like, you know, the cap management is finally catching up. Well. It never did. Yeah, I'm done doubting him. It's never going to happen.
Never going to happen. So, guys, this is why you are a patron. And if you are a patron, sign up annually and really support the show. And you get a free month. In fact, Andrew, I'm making this one free. They got the offer at the top. Please, please, please support the show. It allows us to cover the Saints in a ridiculous way that nobody else does. But we need your support to keep it going. So please consider supporting the show. So for Andrew, I'm Ralph. We gave it to you on a Saturday. Enjoy the Super Bowl. We'll see you on the big show Monday.